K-State Nation, we're hitting the fairways right now here in our Purple Project Podcast. Another PPBD edition begins right now. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Women's golf for the first time here in the spring semester here. Begin their season in Sunshine State in Boca Raton, Florida there. Where? Of course, you know, before I get dive into this, of course, the anticipation of the men's golf is around the corner as well. They're going to be kick-started, I think, later on this month, toward the end of the month or early March, I believe. I have to double-check that on that. Just want to throw that in there since the men's golf did really well last semester and trying to carry some of that momentum over to this year. But anyways, the women's team fared pretty solidly out down there in Florida, Boca Raton, where they finished sixth in the Florida Atlantic Paradise Invitational in this par 72, 6,204-yard Osprey Point golf course down there as well. The women put up a solid fight. Very impressed by the women's golf team, how they showed up down there. They were in a good position there after 5 over par, 293 in the first round. Then they climbed the leaderboard some more with a 3 under on the second day of the tournament with a 2 par 285. And then, of course, they sat one stroke away from the top 5. Well, I believe that's a wrap there on that one. Yeah, they were behind future Big 12 opponent, BYU, for the fifth spot right there as well. Christy Knight, again, for those of you who don't know, that are new to this podcast or new to K-State Athletics as a whole, Christy Knight is the head coach for the women's golf team. On the other side, the men's golf team, led by, of course, Grant Roberts, who got an extension last semester. Christy Knight, after her team's performance out on that course down there, quote, "I'm proud of the ladies." And then she goes on to say, quote, "We started out slow, but hung in there and played their way from 14th to 6th. And she said, "Let's keep on climbing." Yeah, indeed. Hey, you know, that's the thing now. Obviously, now I can relate that to the marathon, obviously. You know, you got to start off slow. Some teams, some individuals start off fast, can hold it. Some can go out like a blaze of fire. Like I saw over the weekend while running the 5K race in Kansas City, they can go out very fast, but then they come right back to you at the end. That's why I'm sorry to cross things over there a little bit. That's a little bit painting a picture for you there on that as well. Let's see. Minion, Dante Gay, and Haley Vargas led the way for the Cats down there in Boca Raton. Dante Gay was tied for 13th place with a 200 par 142. She led the Cats all the way through. Singer carded a 2 under par 72nd round. It was her lowest of the season. Again, you got to go back to later on, late in the fall semester. This same squad competed in a couple of invitationals down south as well before wrapping up 2022. As well, Dante Gay, though, a little bit of history there over the weekend, became the first Wildcat to record multi-even or under-par rounds for the women's golf team here this season. It's also the first time she's accomplished the feat thanks to her career-low 36 hole score. Dante Gay will be in pursuit of her second career top 20 finish. So this is still going on. Right now, sitting here recording this podcast here, taking a little bit of break and recording this podcast here. So I'm recording this right now as the final round of the Florida Atlantic Paradise Invitational has been going on right now. So, yeah, so this will come out right off the bat tonight as soon as I wrap up things and then take care of some, as soon as I wrap up things from the day, then to get that posted, of course, and then, of course, we'll see. We'll probably have that tomorrow sometime. It won't be posted until late tomorrow night because of, I got YouTube going on and stuff like that. But, yeah, Right, as of right now, I should correct myself, K-State Nation. When you hear this tonight, the final round will be in the books. But as of right now, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, the final round is going on right now. K-State sitting in a sixth spot behind BYU. Right now, let's see, Vargas. Let's see, yeah, Vargas also started out hot, very hot with a 200 par first round, 70 there as well. She carried that momentum on the front nine in day number two. She collected four birdies and reached the top five before kind of slowing down a little bit there to finish two over par 74. Vargas, day one, even par 144. It was good for 19th place there. Glossner shot a five over par 77 in the first round, and then the second spot in the second round shot up the leaderboard 17 positions there with a one under par 71. The juniors now locked up as of right now. This could change when this thing wraps up. 40th place there as well. How about the newbie, Kate Tilma, a freshman, making her first career invitational start today, or I should say from the past, over the weekend for K-State. Trying to find the right pairing there. She also made the staggering difference. 12-stroke improvement with a 200 par 70 second round after a terrible first round with a 10 over par 82 in round one. Tilma is from Wichita, Kansas, and she continues to move up. Climb up spots there, making it stagger 11 spots now. Coming into the final round, 63rd there as well. Remington Isaac, who is in front of Kate Tilma, is tied for 59th place right now. 7 over, par 51. And then the previous round. In the first round, carded a 2 over, par 74. Noah Van Beek. The other one that's in the lineup there as well, also tallied in a good start from the weekend, a freshman also. So you have this is somewhat of a young team, young squad that Christian Knight has. You got the veterans, of course, there, but I already mentioned Tilma, and you have Van Beek, also a freshman, back-to-back, 1 over par 73s, and she sits right now 29th, going ahead into that final round there as well right now. Vanderbilt leads, followed by Florida Atlantic, the host team there as well. So Vanderbilt lead, SEC opponent. Oh, I don't know why it's so funny. Leads the Florida Atlantic Paradise Invitational right now. So K-State, 6-6. They have an opportunity right there in front of them. Opportunity right there in front of them to get a top five finishing position. You get that. That's huge momentum. To start off this spring semester for this team. So they badly need this, obviously, but it'll be very nice to see them finish there in the top five. But even if they don't, a top six would be pretty damn solid for this women's K-State women's golf team now. But as of I'm recording this right now, to correct myself here, we will have the wrap-up of this invitational here, I believe, tomorrow night. It'll be late tomorrow night, but we'll have it for sure. K-State Women's Golf, they're sitting in prime position, hopefully, for a top five finishing position. The Pro Project Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast. And speaking of late, we're on the fence of possibly recording two episodes of the Pro Project Podcast weekly. I'm still... At this moment in time, I'm still waiting on our potential special guest to get back to confirm. I know the guest sent out two days that the guest was available. So definitely we'll stay locked in. If it doesn't get done, we know me and Alex will record on Thursday. But for right now, if you haven't listened to it yet, go back, download, so make sure you're first subscribed. First off, the Pro Project Podcast for those K-State fans out there. Second, download episode 143 of the Pro Project Podcast. Weekly questions, comments about any squad, leave them with me. Go find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. That's going to wrap it up on this Women's Golf edition of the PPPD Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats.